Welcome to Live Life Better. I'm your host, Annette Weiser, and today I want to talk to you about something really important. Did you know that poisoning kills 1.8 times more American than car crashes, according to a new study? Poisoning is the single biggest cause of preventable deaths in the United States, killing 75,761 Americans in 2024 and 208 people a day. It's 1.8 times deadlier than motor vehicle crashes and 1.6 times deadlier than falls. Poisoning has held the top spot since 2013, driven by drug overdose crisis that shows no sign of ending. Synthetic opioids such as fentanyl caused 45,917 of those deaths, and opioids overall caused 51,000. So, you know, basically these deaths are preventable. And it's just incredible that this is going on, why this matters now. For much of the 20th century, motor vehicle crashes led the preventable death list. Poisoning took over in 2013 and has not looked back. The gap between poisoning and falls, which is the second rank cause, is 27,453 lives a year. And that margin is 32,972. Poisoning does not slightly lead the list. It dominates it. So the overdose crisis reaches every working age group. Poisoning was a leading cause of preventable death for people aged between 25 and 34, 35 and 45, 45 and 54, and 55 and 64. That's a lot of age groups. In West Virginia, preventable injury death rates reach 138.2 per 100,000 adults for ages between 35 and 39, and even higher for those between 40 and 44. It just goes to show how concentrated the toll is in the communities hardest hit. The picture has improved slightly. There's a lot of education out there and outreach. Poisoning deaths fell 24% in 2024, and that was linked to expanded naloxone access and changes in the illicit drug supply. But the drop was the main driver of the overall 11.3 falls in preventable death recorded that year. But you know what? 75,000 plus deaths still represent nearly 1.8 times the pre-pandemic baseline, so this is a problem. While poisoning deaths involve negligence, it's in product liability, premise conditions, or a failure to provide access to life-saving treatment, legal claims can follow. The study of the overdose crisis is well documented, and the gap between what was known and what was done has shaped a growing body of legal action at both state and federal level. And of course, Florida is one of the highest hits. So it's one of the worst states for preventable deaths. And it's important that you know what to do and that you understand how you can be involved through community education. Pay attention to your children. Pay attention to your neighbors. Pay attention to your friends. Help prevent preventable deaths by poisoning. For Live Life Better, I'm your host, Annette Weiser.